podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
From the Fifth Quarter Studio in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to High School Hoops with your hosts, Steve Collins and Jake Steger.
All right. Welcome, June 22nd. Hey, Coach, how does it feel to be out of school?
Well, at this point, I'll be on the on the island of Jamaica, so I'll be feeling great. So,
and okay, so I got a question. So, June 22nd in Jamaica, hot, mild.
Very. You know what? Actually, I like it in that time because it's the rainy season, but it doesn't rain all day, so it like rains in the middle of the day for a little bit, so it forces you to get out of the sun. So I like going in the summer because the temperature is usually the same. It's just basically how the rain precipitates. So I like going in the summer because there's less people, it's less crowded, and it's that time in the middle of the day where it rains a little bit, where you can go do something with your family indoors and get out of the sun a little bit. You're able to maintain and capture your whole day better.
Okay, so that's my first question. Second question, what's your favorite drink?
In Jamaica?
Mm-hmm.
Anything cold?
Just wondered. I wondered if you had like a specific thing you drank when you were in Jamaica. Oh,
there's so much.
Okay, be careful. Sun and alcohol don't always work well together.
Exactly. That's why I like the summer, so I forced to get out of the sun a little bit. I like to, when I'm on vacation, I like to read a lot. I just able to just relax and literally just read and like not think about anything.
I think awesome. I just picked up a book. I'm going to start Scorecasting, I think is the name of it. Some of the math behind sports. I got it. I like the physical. You can see I like a physical book. All right. So before we jump in,
Brother does for a living. You know that, right?
Does what?
He works for Sports Radar. He's a huge sports data company. He does all statistics. He's a statistician.
He's a statistician? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
How did I not know that?
Yeah, he lives right in St. Paul, and his job is right downtown. Sports Radar does all the data for most of all of the entire world.
Really? But that's a really cool job.
He's moved up from the ranks, so now he's more in the management, and his two managements are his two loves, which is strangely enough, he loves baseball, and then he likes NASCAR. So does all the statistics.
Well, baseball is a weird cookie because it's got so much data because they've kept stats for it for so long. Unlike the NBA, I mean, some NBA is relatively new in comparison to baseball as far as the math goes.
Yeah. And it's been even more global. Like he has traveled, he's going to travel out of the country and there's a bunch of cool stuff.
That's so cool.
He loves it.
All right. Cool. So before we jump in, like a big shout, I'm talking about Twin Cities and St. Paul. We'll talk about Dr. Dish. That's where they're located. Go over, check them out. Mention Coach Unplugged, get $400 off. It will help you become a better shooting team. I'm telling you.
And then summer's the best time to use it.
Well, say that again.
You'll love it.
Oh, use it. Yeah, yeah. And then I'm
like
also,
an arcade game. It's like an arcade game.
It is like an arcade game.
Make your team better.
Been having shoulder problems anyway and then yeah I think so and then go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better so that I can go to Jamaica because you know I got a kid in college and another one going to college. I'd like to go to Jamaica like Coach, so come over. And I'd also like to help his classroom out again. Go over and check it out before prices increase. It's the one-stop shop for basketball.
So you're coaches. Making a difference every day when you join Cheese Hoops.
You are, because I'm getting on Coach. Hopefully, how many videos you got done? How many did you do today?
I have five to upload.
Five to upload. I'm telling you, man, they're gonna like people love them, love them, love them.
Yeah,
love
I just them. Finished one on a high school law play that I've used before.
Ooh, I like that. Anyway, so go over and check it out, and then you'll be helping. His classroom, we talked about a couple weeks ago. I'll be buying hopefully his class some books, and I'm going to come down and read. Maybe I'll take a personal day and come down and read. I won't do it in the spring, though, because it's too hot.
That fall is the best.
How far are you from Cops, the custard place? half hour.
The one Which on Blue one? Mount? The one by close to Whitefish Bay.
Yeah, maybe that's probably closer than the one in Blue Mount, huh?
Yeah, it is. So yeah. for me and Bay, I would say it's 10-15 minutes.
Done. I'm there. The burgers are like the size of your head. I love that. Anyway, so go over and check that out. All right, so the June 22nd, this is the last one that we're going to talk about this specific topic. But, you know, we're kind of I was talking about mapping out the entire season and the specifics. I think the last step of that is there's a couple things. First of all, you got to build relationships in the summer, and I've talked about this a ton. That's when the trust comes. That's when you got to build trust the beginning of the season when you start your team, but you also have to build trust in the off season when they can see you maybe with a little, no pun, little different hat on. I think that has to be in your game plan. You know, last week I was talking about more of my manual, my high school manual, or my, you know, protocols or how I was going to do things. All of that doesn't matter. Quote unquote rules or protocols or stuff doesn't matter if they don't trust you and there's not a relationship there. If you're just another person or another adult, they'll work for you because they want it, but you won't put rings on your finger unless they trust you. It just doesn't happen. And you know, especially coming out of COVID, I think that's a really important thing. So that's the first thing. And then the second thing is, and probably by mid to end of summer, we're starting to work on our pillars, our things that we want our program to represent. Some of them stay similar, some of them change, you know, about community, about respect, you know, whatever your pillars are. I'm actually doing a little course.
Can I ask you a question about what you do? And I think this is just how a successful program is. So don't you think if your process, and I think I've heard from you that a lot of the things that you decide and do, you allow your players to be part of that decision, right?
Say that again.
Those culture pieces of pillars, like do your players have a voice in some of those things and help decide your
identity? Yeah, I think it's important. I
always use the word co-constructed, right?
Right.
Don't you think that helps build relationships too by doing stuff together?
Yeah, I mean, I think you want goals and focus that they have, that they are together on. Play with a passion, you know, be tough for each other, compete with discipline, things like that are all, general things, but maybe your pillars are, you know, we're unified, we're passionate, we're thankful, you know, whatever we want our specific goals to be, you kind of have to come up with them together. And what's the definition and how do we do that are all important. Otherwise
they can also be the same a lot of the year, but how you get there is going to be different each year and how you do it. Don't you think?
Yeah.
Aren't there some things that you always talk about the Memorial Way? There's got to be definitely some things that you've been valuing for the last how many years of building a
program. Yeah, there's always
different ways of getting there, don't you think?
Well, absolutely. And I think,
Team you've ever had is completely different than the year before. And we're finding ways to win and how you do it.
And how you define tough, or how you define, you know, thankful or giving, it can be different for every team. But, you know, your program will kind of help orchestrate that in a small little way. And again, that's going back to what I initially started with, that's talking about the relationships and the trust and the, you know, building the, you know, that I'm a human and not a robot kind of thing.
Really never noticed.
It just depends. What do you have to add to that, Coach?
About building relationships?
Or either one of them.
First thing, I think it's everything. I think it's definitely everything. And so I think one of the reasons we're talking about an NBA coach a couple weeks ago and how we don't like some of the things he does on the court. I mean, X and O, but I think his players love playing for him. So I think a lot of it, you can get a lot of other players just by developing strong relationships with them and knowing that you're a voice that you can count on. I think there's been stats out there that said that kids are not successful unless they have one dominant adult figure in their life that's positive and keeps them motivated.
Right.
And so, like, in all honesty, depending on where you're coaching, you could be that person. And I think you should challenge yourself as a coach to try to be that person, because I think the value of that, you will reap the benefits of it in the long run. Whether you win lots of basketball games or not, there's other things that's bigger and bigger picture stuff that you do as a high school basketball coach. So that's definitely one. And, right. And don't forget to do things. Kids, do some fun stuff.
Right.
Have fun. I think we've forgotten sometimes in this world that kids want to have fun. Right. And they sometimes don't know how to do it anymore. And so you have to organize it and do it. Go paintballing. Go bowling. Go do something with your kids and have fun. It allow them to develop friendships on their own, but you kind of organize it for them. And so don't forget about creating fun opportunities for your kids in the summer as well.
Yeah. All that will build relationships and build community. I think so too. All right, coach. We'll be back next. When you come back, you'll be nice and you'll have a nice tan probably.
Yeah. And I think what today's the 22nd. So then the following week will be my daughter's birthday. My daughter will now be 9.
You're old. My daughter's turning 18 this summer, so I have other issues. Okay. All right. Till next week. Sports Social Podcast Network.